Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Third hour of the show. Here we go. Thank you for joining us. Rob Brown and Diesel with you today. If you want to be a part of the show, 844. Almost made it the whole week. 844-477-3776. 844. GSP. ESPN. That's how you go to be a part of the program. Love for you to join us. You can text us 71-307-71-307. Start your text with ESPN so it comes to us. Like the person who said Russia would have happily volunteered to field their Olympic athletes. Oh, wait. They're probably suspended. I love the Olympics. I love the Olympics. In fairness, for the record, I love just about any sport that you make into an international competition. Anything. You can slap the Team USA flag on the side of a hat of a young man playing hopscotch. And now I care. Now I genuinely care. It hurts my feelings when there's the doping stuff. It hurts my feelings when we have athletes get DQ'd from the Olympics because they were doping. It sucks. It's the worst. I'm not going to go down that, though, because I'm already sad enough at our current predicament in the world of sports. This is getting tougher and tougher by the day. It really is. But as I mentioned yesterday, as I'll say again today, I am supremely proud of the work that Diesel is doing, the work that Zoe is doing, the work that Mark Ryan is doing, and the work that I am doing to keep this station spicy and entertaining, baby. And I think we are, we're doing all right so far. So, I will also tell you, moving forward, and I mean this, if you have programming ideas, if you have thoughts, if you have conversations you want us to have, you have stuff that you want us to talk about, shoot us an email. Rob Brown at ESPNUpstate.com. Mark, M-A-R-C, Mark Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. And let us know. We absolutely want to make sure you guys are part of the decision-making process as we continue these stories moving forward. All right, here's a few I wanted to get to today. Diesel, unintended consequences of quarantine. Have you, and I know I'm kind of asking you off the cuff, this is kind of one of the tougher ones I've asked you, have you noticed any unexpected, unintended consequences around the house because of quarantine and social distancing for you?
No. But I will say here at the radio station, we actually have clean equipment.
We really do.
The boards and the consoles and the microphones have never been this clean before. Ever. And it's really difficult to clean this electronic equipment, obviously, because you can't use like spray cleaners because you don't want it to go down into the electronics. Right. You can't really use, I mean, you're not, until now, we weren't supposed to be using wipes because they also have liquid in them. Especially you get down to the bottom of the barrel, you know, it's like sitting in this Clorox solution, so it's really wet. You don't want that going down into the equipment. We used to all use the same microphones with the same windscreens on them. They got a little dirty. Now, let me rephrase that. They got a lot dirty. And with everybody sort of pitching in and wiping the boards down on a daily basis, they're actually clean for the first time, probably since they were installed.
You know what's funny about that? You know what I was going to tell you my unintended consequence is? My apartment is spotless. I hate cleaning, okay? Despise. I hate cleaning. I don't know why. No. And what happens, I don't know about you, Diesel, how your life works, but here's how mine does. Usually what happens is I just kind of live with it. And then one day, I will wake up, I will look around said apartment and go, nope, not okay, unacceptable. And I just go on a one-day cleaning rampage. And everything gets done. But now every day when I come home, I'm like, well, I have 3.5-4 hours to kill tonight. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, and no sports to watch. Guess I can clean up that little section of the house that I didn't do yesterday. Here's another unintended consequence of quarantine. This one comes from page6.com. Divorce filings are skyrocketing across the country right now from quarantine-weary and financially stressed couples, according to top matrimonial attorneys experiencing a 50% rise in inquiries from potential clients. According to Manhattan family law experts, some couples forced to spend time together while quarantining in cramped apartments or even in large homes have not fared well from the coronavirus outbreak. Making matters worse, dramatic sways in the financial markets will further spur a wave of wealthy divorces because richer spouses may decide they want out while their net worth dips, potentially helping them avoid larger settlements. New York City power divorce attorney William D. Zabel, a founding partner of the Schultz, Roth, and Zabel website, attorney's office, said, quote, we've had an increased amount of calls in the past week from people seeking representation for divorce proceedings, a 50% increase, and I have been hearing the same from my colleagues at other firms, end quote. So, there you have it. Divorces are through the roof. If you have been looking at your spouse across the room and thinking, I think I might kill him. I think I might kick her out. I think I might send her back to her mama's house. Please note that you are not alone.
Well, you could always feed them to a tiger.
Turns out you can't do that. I mean, you can pretend that you are and sing about it in a country song. If you want to.
Now, if all it takes is 2 weeks of being around someone to say to yourself, I'm willing to break a marriage, probably give up half of my assets just to get away from them. You probably weren't in a very good marriage to begin with.
Even when I am in a relationship, I'm still very much, I still have a desire to have my own personal space, right?
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, but I'm not just talking about like every now and then. I want to watch the game tonight. You go do whatever you want to do. I want to watch the game tonight. And it's not overwhelming because I do, like if I'm in a relationship, I want to like the person that I'm around, right? I want to want them around. But yes, every now and then, I need some space. Just a night here and then. Go out with the girls. Go grab you some Cosmos or whatever you're going to do. And it's even less if you're into the sports. So you're like, I want to watch the basketball game too, but not watch it like, what's he doing with the ball? What are they doing? If you're going to sit there and go, LeBron James is a B, I'm in. Let's watch the game. I'm cool. But You know who I would feel drastically sorry for? Anybody stuck in quarantine with me for 14 to 21 days without an escape. That's who would be most hard hit by this. Point is, I get it. I get it. Diesel and I are stuck in an office for 3 days a week together, 5 days. Usually by Friday, Diesel's like, I'm about to Macho Man Randy Savage elbow drop you off my desk if you don't back up out the studio for a minute. I'm relatively sure I'm going to come in here one day and find Mark Ryan dead with Lonzo-sized handprints around his neck on a Friday night. Point is, I'm 0% shocked by this development, Diesel. Exactly 0% shocked by this development. Can we go to clip 32 real quick? Speaking of all of us going absolutely crazy, I'm going to play two clips right now. One I wanted to get to yesterday, one I want to get to today. Joe Buck is a dude. I don't know. Why does everybody hate Joe Buck so much? Everybody despise. Do you hate Joe Buck the way everybody else seems to hate Joe Buck?
He's kind of smug, but I don't hate him. He was fantastic on Brockmeyer, FYI.
Haven't seen it. Was he on Brockmeyer?
So good. Oh, he's himself.
Really?
Yeah. It's like this fraternity of baseball announcers.
Okay.
Who all prank each other all the time.
And Joe Buck stars as Joe Buck.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Let's go watch that. So I like Joe Buck as a play-by-play guy. A lot of people dislike him. I don't understand it. Joe Buck is having some fun right now on Twitter in quarantine like the rest of us. He's been having people send him videos of just their day-to-day life and calling play-by-play of it. I'm not going to play the whole thing. But here's clip 32. See if you can figure out what Joe Buck is calling play-by-play of right now.
All right, this is my friend Laura Oakman and her beautiful dog, the Rhodesian Ridgeback on the left. Booyah! Named in honor of her longtime close friend, Stuart Scott. And first of all, I just like saying booyah, but more than that, how about this? Rhodesian Ridgeback, bred to hunt lions, but scared of water. So Chance, the golden retriever, is just hanging out in the water. I got you. Come get me now. Come get me, booyah. I bet you can't. You're scared of the water. I'm going to run in the water. You won't come over here. get back in the water, Chance. I don't like your chances outside the water against booyah. As cool as the other side of the pillow.
Joe Buck is a dude. He's just calling play-by-play. I saw him yesterday calling play-by-play of a guy grilling chicken wings, and I was enthralled by it. The big boss walks in the office the other day as I'm watching this, and I'm like, oh, crap. He caught me screwing around. He's going to think I'm just watching a guy grill chicken wings, and he looks and he goes, oh, is that the Joe Buck video? Even the big boss is watching it. I love it. Clip number one. Katie Nolan, my homie. So she was already struggling with the quarantine thing. And then her boy, Tom Brady, gets shipped out of New England down to Tampa. So 2 days ago, Tom Brady had the press conference. I was going to play this for you yesterday, but we couldn't get the audio working. Katie Nolan is breaking down along the rest of us. Joe Buck is handling it by calling play-by-play of dudes grilling chicken wings. Katie Nolan is getting out of her system by being frustrated about what little sports are available.
I'm at the point now, I'm mad at Tom Brady. Can we talk about that? I'm upset.
Okay, wait. So you've turned against him. We're at that point right now.
Today was the first day in my life I ever said the phrase, and I don't know, I can't say it on the internet. I don't know. I could, but I F Tom Brady. I said it out loud. I was listening to the press conference, the conference call. And I said, F- you. And then I was like, oh my God, that's Tom Brady.
Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know. I'm just like, he didn't answer any questions, which of course he didn't, which I know you guys have been probably annoyed by for forever, but it was for me before and now it's against me. I like it.
Okay. All right. So this is one of those things where now that he's not with you.
Were there things you liked about your ex-boyfriend and then when he started doing them for another woman, you didn't like it anymore? My reaction is natural and human.
Can you hear Katie Nolan breaking down in that segment? It's amazing. It's amazing, right? Katie Nolan's always kind of been like the girl that needs to be bleeped occasionally when she's doing her shows. But the fact that Mina said something to her and she's like, yeah, no bleep, Mina, on a globally broadcast TV show is kind of incredible. Because Katie Nolan is all of us right now when it comes to sports, right? I was sitting in the office before the show trying to put the last of the show prep together today. When Chris Evans, Captain America, down the hall, walks in, we share an office, he sits down. And he's like, at one point, I throw myself back in my chair because I'm just trying, I don't want to hit you with boring stuff, right? So I'm trying to put together actual stories and stuff to have an opinion on. And I just sit back in the chair and I go, ugh. And he goes, you breaking down a little bit over there? Yes! Thank you for asking. And I felt Katie Nolan in my soul right there. I felt it. It's good to know there's other human beings out there struggling with the rest of us, right? Let's take a break. When we come back, I think I may or may not have Diesel give us our final Tiger King season recap. No spoiler alerts. No spoiler alerts. But we're going to run through that before we run to the end of the show and Twitter trending topics. Maybe do a cleanup spot today. We got a handful of texts. If you want your text read during the cleanup spot today, hit us up at the Rob Brown Show on Twitter. Text us 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Get a couple more texts. We'll do the cleanup spot before we hit Twitter trending topics. I'm Rob. He's Diesel. We're going to head out to a quick break, come back, do all that and a whole lot more. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Since this is effectively devolved into our pop culture and entertainment segment every day, Diesel has finished Tiger King.
Rawr.
Can't believe you just did that. So Diesel has finished Tiger King and is now going to give us his take on the show, on the series, but spoiler alert free. No spoiler alerts. He's gonna give us just a brief wrap-up without telling us anything that happens. Good luck.
Okay. The show basically revolves around two entities, Tiger King, Joe Exotic, and a woman named Carol Baskin in Florida. Those two are constantly warring with each other over the years. Both of them believe that they are righteous. Both of them are just as guilty of basically the same thing. Just one is a lot crazier than the other. Like, the other one's still crazy. Carol's still nuts. But she's not as nuts as Joe Exotic. And ultimately, the health and well-being of a whole lot of tigers that should not be here in the first place is kind of lost in the whole thing. That kind of sums up the entire show. No, really. I mean, they're going after each other on social media and with their advocacy groups. You know, and he's got his tigers, and she says, oh, he treats his tigers badly, yet she's got a farm or a zoo full of tigers herself without any thought to, maybe I shouldn't have these things either. But she loves having them. So it's like, do as I say, not as I do. And meanwhile, he's blowing stuff up in his backyard, lighting stuff on fire, and, you know, blowing up Carol Baskin in effigy. And again, at the end of the day, the health and well-being of all these tigers is completely lost on both of them.
So I think the thing that is going to be the most difficult part for me, now I'm not a bleeding heart by any stretch of the imagination, but I am a conservationist. I am an animal lover. And even in like the short clips I've seen of this show here and there, even in the short clips that I have seen, the health, well-being, condition of these tigers is kind of a bummer, right? Like, everybody gets caught up in the characters, Joe Exotic and the lady and the other dude and all these weirdos. But at the end of the day, like, we wouldn't know Joe Exotic and Carla if it wasn't for the fact that they just had all these tigers that are kept in crap cages in somebody's backyard. I think at the end of the day, and what I'm trying to prepare myself for, is looking at the situation, and these people have effectively become famous for doing some pretty messed up stuff, if we're being honest with each other.
Yeah, and they're all like, oh, look how nice our enclosures are. Well, they're still in a one-acre enclosure. You still got five tigers in a one-acre enclosure, which, I don't know if you know anything about tigers in the wild, they're usually not that tightly compact. There's a lot of space for them to roam out there. And they don't have that in any of these conditions. And they'll say, oh, we've got 117 tigers. What? Why do you have 100 tigers in Tampa?
What? So I guess
we're a rescue. No, you're not.
That would be my question. Like, okay, so here's the deal. I understand. I have dated a girl who was a wildlife biologist. I have dated a girl who was a zoologist. I feel like I'm typecasting myself here. And one of my best friends is also a zoologist at an actual conservation and rescue, a wildlife sanctuary back home. And one of the things that happens is after a tiger gets into that kind of domesticated situation, you can't go put it back in the woods, right?
Sure.
It doesn't know how to survive. It will die. But I'm kind of going, maybe stop making more tigers then.
Yeah.
Because every time that I've seen one of Joe Exotic's little music videos, he's got like a little tiger cub. And he's like, I saw a tiger and a tiger saw me. I'm like, stop seeing tigers. Just stop making the tigers. I know that, like, Bob Barker didn't hit you at the end of Price is Right with, remember, spay and neuter your tigers. But maybe do that, because if you stop making tigers, you won't have to rescue any more tigers. Let's call a spade, y'all some lion-ass weirdos who don't have anything else other going for you but tigers and meth, so stop.
The problem with that is, this is America, and people love tigers, and tigers equal money. And as of Well, they talk about some of the conservation laws in the show that, you know, I'm not insanely familiar with. But it's not illegal to breed tigers. So it's like, well, somebody will say, what's the difference between breeding tigers and breeding Rottweilers? I mean, they're both big, scary animals that can hurt you. I mean, obviously, they're not direct comparison, but it wasn't illegal or isn't illegal to do it. And you can only make money on them for a certain amount of time. You can't, once they hit whatever it is,
the point
a year
where you
old,
can't pet them anymore.
Exactly.
Let's call
once
it what
they,
it is.
Once
here.
They reach that point, then you can't, then it becomes illegal to do anything with them other than have them on your property. And then, so what are you going to do? You got to keep making a bunch of baby tigers to take photos with people and make money off of that. But then what do you do with them once they hit a certain age? And that is also explored in the documentary. It's a sad thought.
I was going to say, I feel like that part's going to genuinely make me sad.
Yeah, it does. There's allegations. There's no proof, but there's allegations of things going on with that in mind.
I just, like I said, I think I'm watching it tonight, right? I'm watching it tonight. So if you're on Twitter, follow me at The Rob Brown Show. If you haven't watched it, join me, I don't know, let's say around 8 o'clock. I'm going to fire that bad boy up and watch some Tiger King. But I also know that at some point it's going to devolve for me into, let's remember, we shouldn't make these jerks famous. Like, we can be entertained by them, but we shouldn't make them famous. And I'm afraid we are going to hit them with the Kardashian effect. We're going to make them famous for no reason other than being famous, right? Because if I'd have asked everybody listening right now, 3 weeks ago, if I said the name Joe Exotic, what would that mean to you? You'd assume it was a porn star, I suspect. But now the whole world knows Joe Exotic. And he's going to be on plenty of TV shows. I mean, I know he already has been.
I think he's still in jail. He's still in jail.
Is he in jail?
Yeah, he's still in jail. But that doesn't mean that he can't
appear.
He'll
be out of jail at some point, and then he'll go right back to being famous. The point that we're making here is stop making people famous for doing dumb stuff.
Yeah, so I looked this up. In captivity, tigers can live up to about 20 years. A couple of years ago, I went down to the Charleston area, went to the Edisto Serpentarium. It's a very nice facility. And at the time, they were conserving, when the thing started, they were conserving alligators in South Carolina because they had become almost extinct, borderline extinct. So state laws started protecting them, and then they got, and then they flourished because people couldn't hunt them. And then they had to start taking all these alligators in because they had too many, because it's also illegal to kill one. It's illegal to move one. It's illegal to feed one, because once you feed it one time, it associates humans with food. Alligators otherwise don't really associate humans with food until we feed them for the first time. So I'm sure tigers are a similar situation. Is that, I mean, obviously you can't release a tiger out in the wild in Florida. It's not to say that it hasn't happened. You're not supposed to kill it. You can't eat it. So all you can do is have it live on your property until it gets old and dies. And with these, you know, it's 20 years. With alligators, I mean, those things live to like 50, 60 years, whatever it is. But the problem, again, is both sides, or all sides in this situation, Joe Exotic, Carol Baskin, Doc Antle in Myrtle Beach, there's a guy they talk to a lot who's up in like Ohio, they all believe wholeheartedly that they are conserving a species that is on the brink of extinction. They believe that they're doing the right thing. They just happen to be making money at it at the same time.
Stop making stupid people famous. And stop making unethical people famous. Seems like it'd be easy to do.
It's absolutely unethical.
Well, now I was really excited about Tiger King, and now I'm sad again. We are doing a hell of a job of staying optimistic on this show. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. We'll do the cleanup spot, I guess. And then we'll do Twitter trending topics, because I'm not sad enough yet. He's Diesel. I'm a masochist. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, here we go. I was going to do the cleanup spot, but I just looked over, and basically the entire list of text messages are about Tiger King. Top to bottom. Start to finish. So I'm not going to do, we're not going to do the cleanup spot. Because, you know, it's just another segment about Tiger King. Okay, so wanted to throw this out there. Surprise prediction for the 2020 NFL season. If it happens, of course. Let's be abundantly clear about that. The NFC South, I've told you guys, I think, is going to be the best division in football, and I don't think it's going to be particularly close. I think the NFC West is going to be pretty good. But I think at the end of the day, the NFC South is going to be stacked. You know what's going to be interesting? The Atlanta Falcons in this mix. So I know the Falcons were bad last year. They were bad until they weren't, right? They were bad last year until all of a sudden they just decided to go haywire towards the end of the season. And they ended up jumping up to a 7-9 record. Granted, in a year where the Saints were pretty much in fuego, ended up 13-3, but still had to go play in a wild card game. The Falcons have a possibility to do something that has never been done in the National Football League before. That is, after signing first-round draft pick Laquon Treadwell over last weekend, they have an opportunity to place 11 former first-round picks on the field together. 11. They have some moves to make, but a possible starting lineup for the Atlanta Falcons would include Matt Ryan at quarterback, first round pick, Todd Gurley, first round pick, at wide receiver, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Laquon Treadwell, excuse me, first round pick, first round pick, first round pick, tight end Hayden Hurst, first round pick, tackles Jake Matthews, James Carpenter, first round pick, guards Chris Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry, first round pick, and center Alex Mack, first round pick. Whether they will actually line up that way is yet to be seen. And obviously with training camps not ready to roll, we won't know for at least some period of time. But if they go with that lineup, they would do, for the first time in the history of the National Football League, they would roll out an offense with 100% of the starters as former first-round picks. I am telling you right now, Dan Quinn, head coach of the Falcons, has 100% got to be on the hot seat from week one. I'm honestly shocked that he's getting another year as is. There is zero excuse for the Atlanta Falcons to have gone 7-9 last year. You know they were better. They beat the Saints on the road. They beat the 49ers on the road. They deserve to be a better team than they were last year. To me, Dan Quinn should have been terminated last year. But he did not. He was not. And now he gets another shot at, as far as draft picks go, the most profitable NFL draft lineup ever assembled on an NFL field. 11 first-round picks. Never been done before. Unfortunately for Dan Quinn, he's doing it at a point in time where the NFC South is going to be a freaking slugfest next year. I almost feel bad for the top three teams in the NFC South. I almost feel bad for them because next year is going to feel like one of those years. You know, last year we had a year where the NFC was so stacked that you had a 13-3 team playing a wild card game. We might end up with something similar to that in one division alone next year. You might have two really, really good football teams that miss the playoffs or are put into a wild card round because that division from top to bottom is beast mode. Let's take a break. When we come back in a minute, Diesel wraps the show up for us by sending us through another round of Twitter trending topics. They almost look like they might be fun today. Maybe. He's Diesel. I'm Rob. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I give Rob Brown the hottest trending topics on Twitter. Some sports, some not. He tries to tell us what he knows about it. Topic number one, Vince Young.
VY, star of one of the greatest college football games, is my opinion, the greatest college football game of all time. I'm going to guess that this is coming because we're seeing a lot of people, and I'm starting to see this. We're actually going to put one up on our own soon because why not jump on the trend? Lot of broadcasting outlets are doing brackets now since we're not doing our actual bracket. A lot of folks are doing brackets now, and I'm seeing that he is trending. And a little while ago, I don't know if it's changed, but Tim Tebow was trending too. So I'm assuming that those two are either up against each other or are opposite sides of the bracket on somebody's bracket somewhere. Look, Vince Young was a monster in college, was a hell of an athlete in college, disappointing in his NFL career, but responsible for one of the most fun seasons. And on top of that, way up top, the most exciting national championship game, at least in my lifetime.
Okay, next up, hashtag Chrissy's Court.
So I saw that, and first and foremost,
this is a promoted tweet.
Yes.
But it's still interesting enough that I wanted to bring it in.
So it's about Chrissy Teigen. And I want to say this. Chrissy Teigen is like... Why is Chrissy Teigen famous? I mean, so on Twitter, she's a total smart aleck, right?
She's married to John Legend.
Is that it? Like, she's a supermodel, I guess?
Yeah.
She's a model? And then she married John Legend, and now she's like on every... when I say why is she famous, I don't mean it in like a why is she famous she shouldn't be way, like I do when we talk about Kim Kardashian. I mean, genuinely, why is she famous? I don't understand. Anyway, apparently this is a sponsored ad by Quibi, and I don't know what Quibi is. So
it shows like 10-minute or less video clips. So if you're sitting in a parking lot waiting to go somewhere and you have 10 minutes to kill, you watch a Quibi.
Would you like to be entertained but have a very short attention span?
That's pretty much
Quibbies
it.
Quibbies for you.
Yeah.
All right, I got
it. It's
nothing.
Just short form stuff. All right, okay. Next up, Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, one of the, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best three quarterbacks to ever play the game. Drew Brees and Brittany Brees, his wife, earlier today committed $5 million to the state of Louisiana as Louisiana is jumping up there with New York in terms of becoming a COVID-19 hotspot where we're seeing cases and unfortunately deaths go up exponentially day to day. Look, it's always good when you get somebody in a position to give back that do that, right? We've talked about Zion and what he did with the Pelicans. Now Drew Brees doing the same thing down in Louisiana with $5 million contributed to the state. Athletes are not required to be role models. They are not required to be philanthropists. They are required very simply to go out and win games at whatever it is they do. It does make it very nice when you see somebody step up the way that Drew Brees has stepped up for the state of New Orleans, or state of Louisiana and the city of New Orleans.
All right, next up is John Jones.
John Jones, biggest idiot in the UFC, and that's a pretty impressive list. John Jones went from being a prodigy, a guy that was the future, right? He came up and he was ending the careers of guys that were supposed to be the next big thing. John Jones was a machine. Bones was going to be the guy. And then he and about 50 pounds of coke that he apparently did all at once decided to start getting in trouble with the cops over and over, getting arrested for possession, getting into fights with old ladies after traffic accidents, etc. John Jones now arrested for aggravated DWI and negligent use of a firearm in Albuquerque. John Jones went from a guy that I think very reasonably could have become one of the guys on the Mount Rushmore of UFC. And instead, John Jones just keeps putting himself in handcuffs. I hate it. I really do, because the guy should have been a legend.
He ended up in the Mount Flushmore.
Hey, Diesel's got dad jokes.
Hi-o! All right, next up, Indy 500.
So Indy 500 postponed officially, but the difference between them and everybody else, they put a date on their postponement. They said August 23rd is when they will run this race. Now, again, I am 100% not booking anything based on what anybody says in terms of predictions, except medical professionals. And I have seen medical professionals with guesses that the curve would flatten at its peak somewhere into July, maybe into August. If the curve doesn't flatten until August, we are not running a race August 23rd. I'm just saying, don't put this one on your big calendar just yet. It's nice to have a glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
But hold off.
If and only if tests are produced at such a rapid rate that they can literally test everybody who's a driver or a team member or anybody who would absolutely have to be there, could they run the race? And then you'd have to run it without fans, which, you know, there's not a whole lot of fan interaction at the beginning and ends of races, unless it's people cursing at Jeff Gordon because they love Earnhardt so much. You know, outside of that, the fans don't necessarily have to be there.
No.
Basketball without fans is weird. Football without fans is weird. NASCAR or Indy without fans, not going to be that weird.
No, not really. It's not going to change a whole heck of a lot. Fans don't really have a direct influence in racing.
CGI them into the stands. It's
fine.
You
know, everybody keeps saying that. Why does everybody keep saying that? We'll just CGI the fans in. Why? Just run it without the fans, even if it's basketball. Somebody said the WrestleMania, just CGI the fans in at WrestleMania. No. That's going to be weirder than if you just don't have
fans.
If
you're going to do it with like Sega Genesis level fans where they look flat and they're all the same. Like every third body
is holding
is
up
same.
The same sign. Yeah. That's going to do it for the show. Diesel, have a good day. On behalf of he and everybody at ESPN Upstate, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember, Thank a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, firefighter, police officer, EMS, Coast Guardman, first responder. I'm love him, need him. Can't do without him. Offsides with Mark Ryan's up next. Have a great rest of your day. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.